Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:03, and we have Cindy Crary and Keely Silverson in the studio today. And they're with the Nolan Center, and they're here to talk about the upcoming exhibit, Wrangell Remembers, Shipwrecks Close to Home.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, if you want to call in, that number is 874-2345. They can answer your questions, or you can just say hi. So, gang. So, we know that this exhibit is coming up, and it features 4 shipwrecks in Alaska waters. Let's go ahead and just talk about those ships.
Sure. So we have a traveling exhibit that's coming from the Alaska State Museum that was created in partnership by the Pioneers of Alaska, Juneau, and the Maritime Museum of British Columbia. So that part of the exhibit features the Princess Sophia, and it's a pretty cool exhibit. It's got a centerpiece that features 8 storyboards that talks completely about the exhibit, along with 4 kiosks. And then in-house, we have combined 3 other ships that are inspired by items from our collection, featuring the Star of Bengal, the SS Princess Kathleen, and the SS Princess Mariposa, or the SS Mariposa. And that portion of the exhibit was a team effort put together by our incredible museum staff.
Absolutely. And, you know, what should people know about these specific ships? What do you think people would want to know before they come and see the exhibit?
I don't think they need to know a whole lot about them. That's what the exhibit's about, you know, is learning.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we've got 4 shipwrecks that are in Alaska waters, and Sophia. I'm saying it right, Sophia?
Yeah.
Okay, and so that's the one that was with the traveling exhibit, mm-hmm. and it's probably the most notable one for folks.
Well, no, not necessarily. I think that it's one of them. It's definitely one that people will recognize, but the other 3. Are actually a little closer to home. And so I think that they're all very important to our history. And the time period, like you said in the title, is 1908 to 1952. And a lot of, we really want to highlight the industry at that time and what these ships are being used for. And we're going to talk about that a lot during the premiere event where we have guest speakers. I don't know if you want to talk about that later, but
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And then what is it going to look like visually? You mentioned kiosks, you mentioned displays. How are people going to walk through this?
So, yeah, I can go for it. So the Princess Sophia, it has, like Cindy was saying, there's a large storyboards that are going to be in the middle of our classroom. And then with the Sophia, there is 4 kiosks, and 2 have audio visual presentations that is, they're these beautiful touch screens, and you can touch it, and it has different chapters on like what the Sophia was as a ship and the wreckage and like the whole story pertaining to that. And then there's 2 other kiosks. One is a virtual 3D tour of the boat, and then the other one is a storybook that's talking about the ship and all the passengers that were on it. They have all the information on most of the passengers and where they were from, where they were going, whether their bodies were recovered, where they were buried, you know, personal information on all the passengers on the boat. So it's a nice feature.
Yeah, that's very cool. Mm-hmm.
And then for the other 3 ships, storyboards were created, and so they are lining our walls, and each ship has 3 storyboards that mm-hmm. Shows a map of where their route was, what that ship did before its shipwreck, and the shipwreck itself and the story of that.
Okay. Yeah, and the storyboards were all created in-house, mm-hmm. so it was a collaboration between everybody on the staff, and it's a lot of work to put those storyboards together. So I'm just very, very I'm so thankful and so many props to the staff that put all that together. And like Keely said, it's going to be featured on the walls of our classroom slash exhibit room, which has just recently been remodeled. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice in there. And then I just want to point out that this has all been inspired by items from our museum collection. So we have some pretty significant pieces that are going to be highlighted and are the reason that we picked these ships. You know, not only was the industry important to our area, but these particular ships we have pieces of in our collection. So that's pretty special.
Which will also be featured in the exhibit.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and tell me what kind of, what are these artifacts that you have?
So one piece that we have is a triple dead eye, which is part of the
Star of Bengal, which is what we've learned is really unique because we've had some divers that have gone down there and they've never seen a deadhead that large or with the three eyes. Mm-hmm. So it's a very special piece that we're lucky to have.
And what exactly is that?
So the triple deadeye, like we said, it's from the Star of Bengal, 1908. It once held rope lines called lanyards that ran back and forth through the holes to another deadeye. The function was to support the mast as reinforcement against wind loads. Running rigging controlled the sails. Deadeyes functioned like a block and tackle on sailing ships.
Okay, cool.
Right on. And a couple other pieces that I think are pretty unique to the exhibit is the megahorn that was used. I'm going to talk about.
It was used to be able to communicate. So if there was any distress, the captain, I'm assuming, would out the distress signal. And with the Star Bengal, that's really important because they had two tugboats that were pulling the Star Bengal. And the captains or the crew on the tugboats could not hear the distress signal. And so they actually cut the ropes of the Star Bengal and left it, which was kind of, you know, the demise of the Star Bengal. So it's crazy to be able to go and see this horn that isn't that big, and that was their only way of communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. So there's been some advancement since then, for sure. But that's something that is also in the exhibit.
Yeah. Just kind of takes you back to how difficult times were and what was all of the the, you know, salmon, you know, that was being taken away or what the ships were filled with, and the workers, you know. Gig Decker is going to be one of our speakers during the evening, and he's very passionate about, you know, what this meant to Wrangell's history and also the cultural aspect of it all. And so when you come to this event, you're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, and you're going to feel the importance, too. We've had the opportunity to sit and talk with Gig Decker and the Curse, Mary and Mike Kurth are also going to be a part of this. I believe Mike's going to speak that night as well. Mm-hmm. And just listening to their stories, and they dive and they've dove down to these boats, and, you know, they've seen the pottery and, you know, what the boats look like, the ships look like right now. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty captivating and something you don't want to miss because it really brings you to the scene of where this horrific event happened. And the great thing about all four of these boats is they are significant to Wrangell because they were all either on their way here or leaving here. So,
yeah. And Wrangell was considered a safe harbor. So,
yeah, that's wild. So Gig and Mike have touched that boat. They have seen that boat.
Yes. Yeah.
They brought pieces up that we will have there for people to see, and it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
It gives me chills actually when you see some of these pieces that I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very
Gig,
cool.
Yeah, Gig has a really cool story. I hope he's gonna tell it, but just how he even found the Bengal, you know, they're looking for and they couldn't find it, and, you know, I don't want to tell his story, but yeah, He's full of so much information in the way he talks. Like, it just sucks you in. You just want to know more. So I'm really excited for the speakers that we have for this event in the premiere.
And there's a lot of controversy as well related to the, you know, what was made public, and there was a hearing, and Gig has like great information about the wreck location and where he believes that the true site is, and so it's there's all kinds of really intriguing information about these ships.
Yeah, so some of the details were, you said they were withheld from the public for maybe political reasons.
Yeah, definitely. There's several different accounts of, you know, what happened from, you know, the few survivors. There were 27 survivors from that particular shipwreck. So anyway, yeah, we in the storyboards, we've listed the controversy, all the facts, everything that the information that is out there.
So you can make your own opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, what's your opinion?
I don't know. You have to come and find out. Maybe I'll tell you.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. Then, yeah, and that's great. The Gig will be there. You know, it's cool that he's a diver, but he's also just like a history nerd.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
When did you all start working on this? When did this become something you knew you were going to pull off?
Cindy Kilpatrick and I have been talking about this for a long time. She works in the museum. She's just a wealth of knowledge. And we've had this piece, the Dead Eye, Triple Dead Eye, for quite some time. And we've just really been trying to figure out a way to, you know, just do a piece like this. And so I sought out traveling exhibits and found that the Princess Sophia was out there to potentially come to Wrangell. And so we kind of went through the other items in the collection and just decided that this was. And I've had conversations with Gig numerous times as well about this topic. So it's been on the forefront for a while. And also Mike and Mary Kurth, they did a Chautauqua presentation several years ago related to this topic. And so, and it was a big hit. So I think that they're going to kind of incorporate some of what they talked about previously and bring it into this exhibit. So cool. It's been in the works.
Right on. And, you know, just a few more questions before we head out. But, so this has been in the works for a while. How does this exhibit fit in with, you know, Cindy, with your overall idea of what you want to be doing at the Nolan Center? I mean, it seems like you just had the MyBridge exhibit, like, not that long ago that was really well attended. It was just such a huge part of, you know, the history of Alaska pioneering and photography. Why do this exhibit? How does this fit into your vision with the Nolan Center?
Yeah, so I'm glad you asked that question because it's really important. Part of one of my goals is to have a new exhibit quarterly. And so I don't know if you remember, but last winter we started out with the collection of Native story dolls. Mm-hmm. And then I decided that we needed to try to bring, that was from a private collection. So I wanted to seek out other possibilities and see what other museums are doing. And so I intend for this to continue quarterly. So that's the vision, is to have something new all the time, so that Wrangell has different options and that have a significant history that is representative of our community. So,
Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited for this exhibit. I'm excited to hear locals speak about it and also just about the ships, knowing what happened with all those passengers, ones that survived, ones that didn't. And then I love the My Bridge exhibit, so keep doing it, guys. Mm-hmm. These are fun.
We plan on it.
Yeah.
You had a ton of people at that one, so I'm assuming people are going to come out for this one, too.
Yeah, we hope.
Yeah.
We hope. We think it's going to be, I think it's a topic that's very interesting to this community, you know,
it's a more diverse topic for the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important, too, that we're incorporating, community members. Like, we really want people to get involved. Mm-hmm. And so just sharing in that collaborative experience, I think, is really.
Okay, and then before we head out, give me all the details we need to know about the opening day, opening reception.
It is on Friday, the 8th of November, and it's going to start at 6:30. We will have appetizers and spirits, and you can do like a little cocktail intro, and then you'll be able to take your food and beverages into the civic room and go through the presentation, which will be from Gig and Mike. And then there'll also be visuals that go along with that as well, so you'll be able to kind of see a whole story. And then after that, we will take groups into the new exhibit, but as well, we will have the museum open for free, so you can walk through there. And then in the small theater, there'll be a movie playing that will pertain to the shipwreck exhibit. So we'll have multiple things going on that night, and it'll be spread out through the entire facility.
Great. Yeah, excellent. And it looks like, so Gig's presentation is probably going to be like 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah, we're looking at like 45 minutes is kind of what we are trying to minimize it to with Gig and Mike. But okay. we know how Gig gets, so we're trying to rope them in.
But we don't want people to think that it's going to be like a super long evening.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think, just the right amount of time for each thing. And we're really trying to spread it out this time so that there's multiple things to do and not have everybody all in one spot. I think it'll be a really good atmosphere. Lots of learning. Mm-hmm. We're also going to have some tables out with the different shipwreck pieces that these divers have in their own personal collections. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So those will be out for people to look at and
see.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, very interesting. And then how long are you going to have the exhibit on display?
Through the end of the year.
Okay, sounds great. All right, so again, that exhibit will be, the opening will be not this Friday, but the first, yes, starting at 6:30, presentation at 7.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I also just would like to put a little plug in for the Friends of the Museum. They we actually met today, and they are helping with the whole ambiance of the evening and the food, and, you know, they're putting in a lot of work, so I want to make sure that we thank them for everything that they're doing to help with the evening, making it happen.
Right on, Friends of the Museum.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are a bunch of great gals and lads.
Yeah. Okay, Cindy and Keely, thank you for coming in today.
Yes.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, June.
All right. You have been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. As always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.